Okay, again, for those that didn't come on, even though normally we do part of Fridays today and part of Matzah Shabbos, which I guess we're still doing, but tomorrow's, for whatever reason, the powers that be and the Kitzur Yomi changed to Hilchus Tainis. So in order for us to be together, so we're going to do Fridays now. So it's if I have Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. I don't know what volume. Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. I don't know what volume of the art scroll it is, but it's Aleph to Hey. I should have said it before so that I could find the place.
Volume 4.
Volume 4. Okay. On the art scroll app, should have a direct link to it. Okay, Kuf Chof Aleph, Hilchos Tainis Tzivur, Uboi Yud Aleph Sifim. So mitzvahs are Aleph. Mitzvahs are same, Medivrei and Nevi'im, Lasanis, Beyam, Sheiru, Tzoros, Lavisenu. It's a mitzvah I say from the Nevi'im, though. It's not the mitzvah to say from the Torah, it's mitzvah Nevi'im from Nach to fast on the days that they had Tzoros to our forefathers. All right? The Tachlis, Atainis, Hikidei, La'oiris, the tachlis of the tainus is in order to be mar of the heart, to do tshuva, levakeach al darchei tshuva, and that's the main goal of a fast. It gets lost in the actual fasting. The main goal of a fast is to do tshuva. Ata, and it's to remember our bad behavior and our father's bad behavior. The tzaras come because we misbehave. And because of this, we should hopefully do tshuva. They have to do vidui for their averus and the averus of their forefathers. The reason why you got to do tshuva for your fathers is because an avera that keeps passing down from generation to generation is there's blame from the on the previous generations. A person has to put onto his heart in those days and to search his deeds. For Loshaman and do tshuva, kiena ikra b'tainis. The ikra is not in tainis. K'moshenem v'anshe Ninveh. Right in Yoyinu v'yar Hashem l'kim es maaseim. V'amru Rabbeinu v'yar es sakum v'stanisum. It's v'yar es sakum v'stanisum lo nemar. It doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. It's ela v'yar l'kim es maaseim ki shavu midarkam ara. It says that he saw that they did tshuva. And a tainis, and then why fast? Why not just do tshuva? Because tainis is a preparation for tshuva. Those that when they fast, they go, they hang out, they figure it's a good day to relax. And then they waste their time, which unfortunately is what goes on, because nobody has the strength to do anything. What you're doing is you're grabbing onto the unimportant parts, and you're taking on. I'm sorry, you're grabbing onto the unimportant part, and you're leaving alone the important parts. The main part is to do tshuva. When you do tshuva, you don't go to sleep for 3 hours in the afternoon. Especially tomorrow, when it's a fast day, and especially if the husband and wife are fasting. And it's Friday afternoon when the when as it is tempers and whatever, it's hard to be calm, so to be aggravated, et cetera, on a fast day would totally defeat the purpose. Okay, Beis Velu and Ayam, what are the days? Shloisha b'Tishrei, right? That's the third day in Tishrei, and by Nera
Tensions
Gedalia
rising, I should break my fast.
ben Achikam. If you're behaving worse than normal, which I don't believe you would ever, I don't believe you have, you misbehave, but
Yeah,
if you
that's not true,
taka,
but that's not true, but okay. Okay.
one has to analyze. Yeah, it may be. Listen, you can't say it, but if you're not feeling well, then
Might be considered a chayla, no?
yeah, it could be. But yeah, don't. Yeah, whatever. It's a tough
Mental
thing, but
chayla nowadays is a big thing.
that's true. But you gotta. The point is that it's a fast day to do tshuva, and to go fighting with kids and spouses and all that is totally against it. Go to shul. If you see that you're getting on everybody's nerves, pick yourself up, go to shul and say tillum all afternoon, or fall asleep in shul or whatever it is. Shalach shachar beis hamikdash shishiru Nebuchadnezzar beretz Yisrael. This is talking about Tzom Gedalia. Nebuchadnezzar, he left Gedalia. He was the head of Klal Yisrael. Vayisimeo leroy shal Yisrael. Vayidei shenera galu kula. And then when he became sick, so then everybody went to Gol. So neragumim la'alofim, and they killed thousands. Did I say sick? He went to Golos. Then when he was killed, then everybody went to Golos, and then they were killed by the thousands of Nichma, Gachelis, Yisrael, and Asheris, and whatever little coal, what it really means, whatever little bit was left of Klal Yisrael, was extinguished. Gimel, Asara B'teves, that's tomorrow, or tonight, by Samach Melech Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, Rosh Al Yerushalayim, Veviyah, B'matzar, B'matzak. That's when the siege started. U'mizeh Nimshach HaChurban, that's when the Churban went from Dalit Shiva Asa B'Tamuz on the 17th of Tamuz by Yeruchamish Tzaris. It's five Tzaris. Nishtaber Halucha is Kishiyar Moshe Menahar. That's when they broke the first Luchas Kamashik Asa B'Toyra. Is that how you Yud Zayin B'Tamuz? When this battle Karban Atamid, the Karban Tamid in the Beis Hamikdash was stopped. Uvka Yir B'Churban Beis Sheni. That's when they broke through the walls by the Churban Beis Sheni. Afa Gav the B'Churban Rishon Uvka B'Tes L'Chaydish. Even though on the first Beis Hamikdash was on the 9th of Tamuz. It happened on the 17th. And the Churban Bayis Sheni is worse for us because that was the one closest to our door. And Yerushalmi, it says in the first place, which is also on the 17th, but because of the Tzaris, they got so messed up in their calculations. So, but it really was Yud Zayin. V'sarof afapusta was harashas ha-toyra. That's when Apamasa was burned the Torah. V'hum atzelem b'heichal ha-yidei Rishi Yisrael. And then they put a tzelem, cross, in the, I don't know if it was a cross, but they put an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. But by Yidden, right? That caused the churban. Hey, v'tishabah b'yam nigzar al v'senu shem midrash lady consul eretz Yisrael. That was by the miraglim that they can't go there. Yisrael ki oz chazru miraglim uvachu Yisrael b'chiyah shalchinam. That's when Klal Yisrael cried for no reason. V'nikva l'v'chiyah l'dairus, and it was crying for generations. Meaning that's why both Beis Hamikdash were destroyed by b'yam. Haya churban agadol shenechar by Beis Hamikdash rishon v'gam asheni. Vinukul the ir Beitar, and that's when Beitar was captured. Choice the ir Gedoy Lavayibal, Lafim or Ravavis Meisrael. There were tens of thousands of Yidden there that were all killed. Ubay Beyayim, that was by Bar Kochba's rebellion. Ubay Beyayim Chorosh Tunis Rafis as a Hechel, and that's when Tunis Rafis burnt the Hechel Vaz Vesviva Veniskaim Apasuk, Tzion Tzode Techeresh, that Tzion was made into a plowed field. Void Yesh Tainis Tzibur Tainis Esther, that's fine, that's right. Okay, that's it, right? Till Sif Hey. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Everybody should have a, I don't know, whatever you're supposed to take out of a fast, take out of a fast, and do the Iker and not the Tuffle. And we should only pursue this Tivus, and maybe Mashiach will come by tomorrow. We won't have to fast, hopefully. All right.